Hello, salutations and greetings, CX enthusiasts. Welcome to the inaugural episode of CX Now and Next, a podcast series by NACS Systems. Join us on this journey as we talk around trends and technologies that are impacting the customer experience industry and provide insights that we've learned along the way, whether talking with organizations like yours, whether it's deploying solutions in these organizations and bringing together years of experience and years of capabilities to provide you insights and strategies. I'm your host, James DeBose, a 26-year veteran in the ERP and CX space, and I'll be walking us through these conversations over this series of episodes. We're joined today by RK Pai, who is our Director of Delivery here at NACS Systems, brings together years of experience across multiple ERP systems, multiple projects, multiple industries, and he's going to tell us a little bit about his background and some of his hobbies and interests as well. So, RK, tell us a little bit about your background and some of your experiences that you have in the industry.
Yes, James, been working in the SAP universe for now almost 28, 29 years, starting off as an ABAP developer with ECC. But since then, I worked on a gamut of applications comprising the CX space and ERP, and also several custom configuration builds through my career, and been leading the CPQ practice here at NACS Systems now for the last 3 years.
Fantastic, fantastic. Now, I understand that you are quite the dog lover. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes. That's right. Did not grow up with dogs, but my first dog was my wife's dog, and loved the guy. And then we just decided to foster a dog just to help out. And then it just went on from there to, we have now fostered over 80 dogs
Ooh.
and adopted them out. And in fact, as I do this podcast, there are four dogs sleeping next to me.
I've got one over there in the corner myself as well. All that aside, I know we're here to talk a little bit about IMC and we're here to talk about CPQ. So you've been in this sector for, 29 years. You've seen a great change in that period of time, I would imagine. Can you give us some insights and some of your knowledge around some of the recent trends, some of the disruptive technologies, some of the evolution of processes enabled through technology in the IMC sector?
Absolutely. We have looked at how just over the last 2, 3 years, with COVID, with a bunch of millennials joining the workforce, that and this industry, the IMNC sector, that it's an industry that's change is constant. And you have to bring in new people into your sales teams or sales support teams or engineering teams that have to pick up new things very quickly. And that constant innovation has not stopped. But the fact that Gen Z or millennials are coming in to the workforce, they are used to working with way friendlier technology. They grew up with Amazon and Uber and whatnot. And that means they would like their sales systems, their CX systems to be equally easy to use. If not, there's going to be a lot of resistance to adoption and makes your lot difficult when you're trying to expand your workforce for sales. The other part is that, what happened with COVID? We went remote. A lot of remote work, and when you talk about handling technology, it becomes a whole lot more difficult trying to explain what, for example, an accurate spec for a product might be, how you go about pricing something. All of that needs to be something that you want to be seeing as automated so that you can scale up your workforce fast. And that's become a definite issue recently with this sector.
So tell us a little bit more around CPQ as a technology. As we move away from these legacy processes, these offline spreadsheets, tribal knowledge, people-focused, quoting process that the IMC industry has typically had, and is moving towards more of an automated technology-based approach. Tell us a little bit about what CPQ is and how it's impacting that quoting process.
Absolutely. So CPQ is providing you a sales engine. It is, as you said, centralizing the tribal knowledge, which means something that you would have wanted to go, you would need to go to 10 systems to figure things out about costing, pricing, or product details. Well, it's all at your fingertips in a sales engine that's highly customizable. So you may be making anything from light poles to molding machines to pumps and valves and other industrial components, but the system can support modeling of any of these things, which means that the issues that you see today with a product configuration knowledge being scattered, well, it does not need to be. It's all in one place with the CPQ solution. And the same goes for pricing and costing. So all of that being in one place in a CPQ solution allows you to really get to your end result fast without actually having to bounce around different places. Also, the fact that you have this all centralized means you can also drive how your sales team works, how do they implement your margin policy, how you can control revenue leakage, margin leakage, things like that, as you are looking at implementing a configure price quote system. So all of these policies, along with your tribal knowledge and your processes, are all baked into one place. So you're able to go from inquiry all the way to quote, quote submission. And by that, I mean CPQ can be extended with DocuSign. So all the way till the final ink is on the paper, CPQ can support this process with one system, and that gives you a huge advantage with all the challenges that overcoming all the challenges we just described. Thank you.
So thank you, RK, for that baseline on SAP CQ. So let's talk a little bit about how we take those capabilities and we marry them up with some of the challenges that we see in IMC in the quoting process and how they're addressed.
Sure, James. So when we talk sales, as with everything else, first goal is get your quotes out there fast. And the faster you respond to a customer, the more inquiries you're going to get that could turn into real revenue. And IMNC is no different there, but to make that happen, you need to make sure all your inputs that you go into this quote process are there. That requires you to coordinate with your support teams, your engineering teams, potentially your finance and manufacturing and teams as well. You might be, in fact, spending capital expenditure, getting new equipment for a quote you're about to take care of, and you do want to know upfront all that information's accurate, so you don't make any mistakes in terms of margins or any leakage of revenue. The other part is you want all your sales folks to work in a uniform approach. They need to follow the same margin policy, ideally the same processes and approvals. So, as sales management, you are able to, view your product sales with the same barometer across your entire whole team, and having that consistent policy helps you basically manage your team better. And when someone new comes in, you are able to just go click fit this person into the team to that same policy because that policy is implemented ideally on your system. And IMNC also, because of the nature of the industry, tends to see your range of orders. Everything from simple products to configure to order to configure to order that is done with minor customizations to all out engineer to order scenarios. And all of these require, as you go from the left of the spectrum from CTO and simple products all the way to ETO, even more coordination and forcing longer sales cycles. And all of these are things that you're trying to cut out. and be standardized in your process in all the variations so that at least the basic framework is the same. And how do you do that is with a CPQ system that centralizes everything, centralizes your workflows, centralizes your knowledge. It brings the cost and the pricing elements right at your fingertips, so no one's guessing. And if anyone's trying to, go off margin policy or discount something to make a deal, well, the system will stop you. And so when you bring all that together, that's when onboarding new sales staff or bringing in younger people who are or just understanding your industry and getting them into using these systems becomes a whole lot easier versus asking them to go into 10 systems, sometimes antiquated systems, and then asking them to put a code together. So this is where CPQ directly addresses all these big challenges that you do see in the manufacturing industry.
Thank you for that, RK. So now that we have that understanding of some of these key hurdles that CPQ can address, let's talk about some of the features and benefits of using it in the sales process.
Yes. So as we talked, as I mentioned earlier, the centralization of all your knowledge base that that CPQ makes happen is what ultimately gives you all of these the velocity, the accuracy, and all that that you need. And what good is velocity without accuracy? So how that is done is through CPQ's various features with first off product configuration ensures that your product model, your engineering rules, your manufacturing rules, whatever level of that you need embedded in the sales process is already built in. So your sales team is not guessing. There is a wonderfully customizable and scalable pricing engine that allows us to build in all kinds of pricing models, support multiple pricing models, and different cost plus versus fixed price override. All kinds of different pricing models are just easy to run side by side within a business. Then you've got these workflows that CPQ provides that are unique. They are not just for pricing approvals. They could be for anything from, if the size of the projects exceeds $1 million, it needs managerial approval and review, and all those could be just built in. But the other pieces which will hold you up in actually executing the code, all the coordination, information you need from engineering or finance, workflows can be built for that as well. So everything is traceable. And all of that is happening on one system. The other thing about CPQ that is not spoken about too much is that you can actually deploy the CPQ solution to your customers. And they can come in because of the same rules being built in, do self-service codes, and without having to actually reach out to you for an inquiry. And you can just pick it up as a salesperson. They've already provided you, they've done 70-80% of your work. All you're doing is just wrapping it up. And because both of you are working on the same rules engine, it makes this collaboration flawless.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you for that very thorough and complete walkthrough. Definitely sounds like the robust capabilities of CPQ address many of the challenges that we talked around standardization, streamlining, velocity, as well as scalability. You mentioned that. We're seeing more and more, customers are wanting self-service capabilities. How can they do some exploring and some rough quoting before they even engage with, a formal sales individual from an IMC provider? Thank you very much for that. So this is great all in theory. But let's talk about where we've actually seen this put into practice. Can you share some success stories or some examples that you've encountered in your illustrious?
Absolutely. Happy to share that. So we'll talk about real-world example of a customer we worked with in this space that was selling infrastructure components, in this specific case, light poles. And their customers were a whole range. Everyone from a small builder building a small commercial complex to contractors that are building roads for the city, and or the city itself trying to buy lighting equipment. So, which means they were dealing with direct customers, they were dealing with agents who were buying for these cities, or they were dealing with distributors who were, or other contractors that were working on different construction projects and wanted this equipment as part of their, as a component of their project. Now, this company was also built on acquisition, which means that they had multiple divisions selling different types of light poles, different materials and things like that, all of which were working independently with their own processes, following their own nomenclature and all of that. So the company's goals were to streamline this nomenclature. So all of the sales force spoke industry nomenclature, close to industry standard rather than their own internal language. And just by doing that, that way enables them to turn over the CPQ system to external agents who are buying on behalf of these cities, for example. So without having that harmonious model all in one place, that was, would have been impossible. So what we worked with them to achieve was that that model that allowed them to position most of their product line as configured to order. Now, that did not mean we took away from the ability to customize. So we also had a CTO plus type of model, if you will, which is all we mean by that is, you know, certain components of a light pole, they wanted customization on. So that might be the fact that you might want an extra wireless antenna on it. You might want a certain extra facilities there for wiring, like handholds and different attachments that you want to put on a light pole. And everything from that kind of customization to specific colors to the more far end of the spectrum where you went to, you know, engineered order scenarios where literally someone was just bringing you a diagram which might have, I don't know, Mickey Mouse on top of the pole, and it's a completely bespoke custom design. And you're really not dealing with the product configuration because it's well beyond your standard, but you're now using the system more to ensure that you coordinate properly with your engineering, pricing, and costing and manufacturing teams so that you get all this right. So the CTQ system we implemented basically is now live for almost an year, and they continue to add more functionality. So the long-term goal here is to bring in all the, you know, light pole products that are there across North America and across the world into this system, so that there's a streamlined process. The other thing is, now for the first time, because it's two sales teams are working together, they've been able to implement uniform margin policies. They've been able to implement uniform policies for handling things like raw material fluctuation, cost fluctuations. So the period we have gone through with all the inflation, you know, meant that prices of steel, aluminum, wood, everything that is going into the product and is the bulk of the product's cost is moving so much that you need to know exactly when you might be delivering this product. And so you need to price it accordingly for that fluctuation. So we were able to build in systems that allowed them to, using the data that they had, set these margins and these uplifts automatically as cost escalators. So that way, again, no one was guessing in the sales process, which is the key when you're looking to get a uniform sales process across the board. So in the end, their quote turnaround times were dramatic. You know, the what used to take weeks was down to days. Quotes that used to take days were being done in hours and minutes, because all of these things that they were looking for, you know, were accessible in a very intuitive way without needing a lot of training to actually use the system. So in the end, to them, that represented, you know, the ability to get out a lot more quotes with their existing staff, and they can continue to expand the business. And they are cross-selling now, because they all the three different silos of products are now on one system, and you can code all of them together. So if a customer comes to you with three different types of poles they need for their project, I don't need to now go through three systems to get this all done. I'm doing it in one system, and one person can handle all three. So the economies of scale that you're going to get as your business expands are pretty amazing. And that's what we've been able to achieve and get them going on this journey, which will, you know, we expect will go on for a few more years before the whole business unit across the world is fully aligned.
That's amazing. That's an amazing impact to top line sales. Be able to have those type of, you know, months to weeks, weeks to days, days to hours and minutes of those. And but also the ability to bring in and operate at scale, like you mentioned. You know, one sales rep now can sell multiple lines and cross sell. So really driving towards, you know, key factors of increasing top line revenue and sales, but being respectful and protective of that all important margin or around those deals. That's very impressive. So, big topic we're hearing a lot about right now, advanced configuration and visualization. We're seeing this, you know, start to become table stakes for differentiation of the goods that these providers are having and how customers can, you know, visualize these products as part of this quoting process. Tell us a little bit about how we address that with SAP CPQ.
Yes. So CPQ, SAP CPQ inherently does not come with visualization capabilities, but it allows us to easily integrate partner SAP partner tools. And one of them, the key of them being CDS Visual, which is pretty advanced in that it can, you can do rough cut models, 3D models of your products, or you can also rely on a CAD visualization or a CAD drawing that you have and go very precise visualizations in your CPQ models. The same can be leveraged in commerce as well to do these really effective visualizations. The other piece is a lot of IMNC companies have their engineering logic and a lot of the configuration built into their ERP system if they're using variant configuration. Whether it's S/4HANA or whether it's ECC, you've built a lot of those rules. Now, variant configuration is meant for both engineering and manufacturing and sales. But, you know, sales does not want to deal with all the complexity that manufacturing and engineering deals with. Sales also does not want to spend too much time with any of that. So they just want enough that abstracts those rules so that you don't make any mistakes. Now, with more complex products, you might be that 90% of the things can be codified. And maybe that 10% just needs an engineer, needs a smart person to come and look at it because of the nature of what you do. And so that is where, you know, but you try to cut out everything except that, right? And eliminated the whole churn that occurs in the process. So if I have visualization right there, I'm not going back and forth between drafting and sales. I'm doing it right there. I can then just send my completed draft to that person and say, hey, can you spend 5 minutes and check this? That's a far more efficient process than this back and forth where, you know, I'm sending you some nebulous information, you're making a CAD, then I come back and I have a different perception of it. Instead, right off the bat, if I provide you my input, you know, a lot engineers can work a lot faster. So that is where visualization is coming into play as a big deal. And of course, from the customer end, you know, I talked about salespeople needing a better user experience. Well, customers are the same way. They're also used to Amazon and Uber. And they're like, why can't you just show me a simple visualization and give me a quick estimate? And that's where, you know, the simplified CPQ model that does like a budgetary quote versus a more complex model that does like a final quote. All of these things come into play to just speed up that process throughout. And so I think it's going to be a theme that we're going to see going forward a lot, which is visualization and a lot of this ensuring the manufacturing rules are executed and checked well ahead to ensure there's no problems when you execute an order are checked well ahead in the sales process without the salespeople even knowing it. And all of it is being happening behind the scenes. I think that's where this is going, really, to streamline the entire process for high-tech industries.
Well, I think, you know, they say a picture's worth a thousand words. In this case, I think it's worth at least several thousands, if not millions of dollars, to kind of streamline that process and
yes.
and really, you know, make it a reality, as well as, you know, streamline the conversations back and forth. So as we near the end of our discussions here, do you have any final thoughts and recommendations as it relates to CPQ for our listeners?
Yes. So the key words I'll take away is, you know, CPQ is a centralized knowledge base and engine for your sales team and your sales support staff. And that includes all the teams that are involved in getting a quote out the door. The other piece is that while it gets you velocity, it gets you accuracy. And that information being, you know, real time goes a long way in ensuring that people are not waiting around on information to get a quote out the door. The collaboration and the workflows, you know, ensure that you're tracking what's happening throughout the lifecycle of the quote on the system. It's not in someone's email. It's the revisions they have done to the quote is not a 10 versions of spreadsheets going around. It's right there. And I think that all of these are efficiencies that you should look forward to adding to your quote process and your sales process with CPQ.
Excellent. Thank you. Thank you very much for sharing your insights, your experience, and some very practical, you know, relatable and understandable impacts that this solution can have on this industry.
Thanks,
that concludes our first episode of CX Now and Next, the future of customer experience. Hope this has been a productive and valuable conversation for our listeners. Hope you gained some insights into what we're seeing as some trends in IMC and how this can be addressed to accelerate B2B revenue. If you have any questions, if you have any topics, or if you'd like to learn any more around what we talked about today, visit us at www.knackcsystems, that's K-N-A-C-K, systems.com. And we look forward to you joining us on our next episode. Until then, thank you. Take care. Stay classy, CX.
Thank you, James. Thank you, everyone.
The customer experience landscape today is constantly evolving, introducing new tools, technology, and strategies. At NACS Systems, we're a specialized and experienced SAP CX partner committed to unlocking business potential by leveraging the power of the SAP portfolio to drive accelerated growth while delivering to you industry-focused conversations infused with real-world experiences and valuable insights. To ensure that you never miss an episode, subscribe to our CX Now and Next podcast series below. If you'd like to cover a topic pertaining to sales, commerce, marketing, service, or other CX aspects, share it with us at info@knacksystems.com. Thank you for your time today and stay classy.